namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 13, Text Number 11. Atrapi udharharantinam itihasam puratanam paradasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha atrapyudharantinam itihasam puratanam paradasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha atrapyudharantinam itihasam puratanam paradasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha. Narantam ihasam puratanam radasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha atrapyudharharantinam itihasam puratanam radasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha. Anyone else? Atrapyudharantimam itihasam puratanam paradasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha chapyudharharantimam itihasam puratanam radasya cha sambadam munirasya cha. Any ladies? Atrapyudharantimam itihasam puratanam paradasya cha sambadam munir ajagarasya cha. Atra, herein. Api, although not exposed to common eyes. Udharhananti, the learned sages recite as an example. Iyam, imam, this. Itihasam, historical event. Puratanam, very, very old. Paradasya, of Prahlad Maharaj. Cha, also. Sambadam, conversation. Mune of the great saintly person Ajahagarasya, who took the profession of a python, Cha also. As an historical example of this, learned sages recite the story of an ancient discussion between Prahlad Maharaj and a great saintly person who was feeding himself like a python. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This saintly person met by Prahlad Maharaj was undergoing Ajagara Vritti, the living conditions of a python, which does not go anywhere but sits in one place for years and eats whatever is automatically available. Prahlad Maharaj, along with his associates, met this great saint and spoke to him as follows. Om Agana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Vanchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tvishe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Gare Tat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shigurundina Tarane. So, I was very surprised to be asked to give class when we have so many advanced devotees present. But somehow or other Krishna does things. Today is very auspicious, the first day of the Kartik month, the Saradiya Ras Purnima. So many auspicious things are happening around ISKCON. In Vrindavan, devotees are starting the Braj Mandala Parikrama, walking for 1 month, simply absorbed in the holy Dham and Krishna's pastimes, and the holy name, living very simply. And many other parikrams are going. Many groups in Vrindavan especially to take advantage of the holy month, and so it's a special month, also the month of Srila Prabhupada's disappearance, and today is also the disappearance day of Murari Gupta, great associate of Lord Chaitanya. And just one special thing that everybody knows about, one Kartik celebration goes on, and one of our yatras called Damodar Desh, they do a special Damodar program. They have a very big Indian population there, and they have many teams of devotees, and they go visiting homes or offices or shops or whatever, and they set up a little altar. That they have a little pop-up altar, Damodar. They give people gifts, a Damodar calendar, a little book full of Damodar Leela, a CD with all different versions of Damodar Astakam. And in every house they do a little Damodar Artik, and everybody offers a lamp, and they sing this beautiful prayer, and they tell a little bit about the Leela, and they move on. Some of them, I've been there, it's quite ecstatic. Sometimes 8 times a day until 2 in the morning, people are inviting them. Spontaneous invitations come because somebody down the hall hears it. They visit about 5,000 homes in 1 month. And they make a lot of new devotees. And many of the people there, they're Hindu. They go in their house. They don't know Krishna even. They have the demigods. But after that, they become interested in Krishna. And other temples are doing that, but in that particular place, Damodar Desh, they refined it, and it's like a competition, you know, and they have a big celebration at the end. So there's many ways. So many devotees want to rush off to Vrindavan, but if you rush into more preaching wherever you are, more sankirtan, more book distribution, that's also Vrindavan. Here we have Radharas Vihari being worshipped so nicely. So that's also Vrindavan. So the Kartik month is, you know, many, many advantages. Many times devotees, I haven't seen it so much lately, but there's so many different little tapasya can do. But that point is to be more absorbed in Krishna, Krishna Leela, service to Krishna, especially preaching, more deeply absorbed in the holy name or in the pastimes. Like this Damodar Astakam prayer, it's a very amazing prayer, and we'll have to make some adjustments. The singing today I could hear very clearly, but the reading of the translation, I couldn't hear it. Had too many people talking at the same time, but it's very, very important how the whole point, we find it throughout the scriptures, whenever any great devotee is offered benedictions by the Lord, he doesn't want anything. But here we have the poet, you know, going right through everything, not even Vaikuntha, no, what to speak of any material boons, not even Vaikuntha, but he just wants to see the face of the Lord, this Gopal, Krishna, in his pastimes with his mother. I wanted to have a copy of Shivaram Swami has written a book about the love of Mother Yasoda. I haven't seen it yet. I hope he brought one for us. But inspired by this Kartik, because we meditate on that so much, this intense love, this motherly love, which is so intense in any case. But Yasoda had this motherly love for Krishna. So she was, like sometimes people ask us, can we get peace of mind? She didn't get peace of mind. She got ecstasy of, you know, having such an amazing child, such a beautiful child. She also had a lot of anxiety from that same child. That's why she tied him up. She was afraid he would run away. He would get in trouble, because she was just trying to serve Krishna. It wasn't like a punishment or something. She wanted to get the best milk for Krishna and cook the best sweets and keep him home, because she thought maybe someone else had better sweets somewhere. That's why he would always go out thieving. So she was in anxiety about him, but that's transcendental anxiety. Inconceivable transcendental anxiety. We can read, we should read that Leela regularly during this month. It's one way to observe it. That's why we have this. Prabhupada did give us this offering a lamp, offering a light every day, and singing this song, you know, Namishwaram. What is the use of any other boon if you can't see Krishna? Most people are coming to Krishna asking for boons, either money or health or, you know, friendship or, you know, wife or husband or child or whatever. But the real advanced devotees, what we hope to follow in their footsteps, is all given to us in this prayer by Satyaraj Muni. We just want to just remember these pastimes of Krishna again and again and be really absorbed in them. And there's so many pastimes of Krishna, and they're all relishable, and so many great devotees. So I saw that today is the disappearance of Murari Gupta. So I thought I'd say something on that. That's Lord Chaitanya's Leela. The devotees like to discuss the similarities of Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. You know, how Mayapur is not different than Vrindavan and all these things. So Murari Gupta was a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. Many, many pastimes in his house. He also is responsible for recording in detail the early pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, so that we find in Chaitanya Bhagavat the childhood pastimes and the baby pastimes and stuff. These were recorded in a diary by Murari Gupta. So a very, very important personality. And so one time he came to the home and Lord Chaitanya was there with Lord Nityananda. And Murari offered obeisances to Lord Chaitanya first. And Lord Chaitanya told him, this is wrong. You should first offer to Lord Nityananda. And then in the night, in the dream, he revealed the glories of Lord Nityananda to Murari Gupta. So that, of course, the glories of Lord Nityananda are unlimited. He's Balaram. And so after that, Murari offered. Lord Chaitanya many times revealed different things to Murari. The forearm form he showed one time. Murari Gupta, one time Lord Chaitanya, he said he was Garuda. And he was telling him, and Lord Chaitanya climbed on the back of Murari and they ran around, you know, and Garuda and Krishna, remembering the pastime of going to get the Parijata flower from the heavenly planets. So, very interesting person. Another time, Murari was remembering all the different incarnations of Lord Chaitanya, and that Lord Chaitanya had told him, I'm the source of all these incarnations. You don't have to, you know, think of any other ones. And he was thinking, now Lord Chaitanya is present, and it would be very auspicious to leave my body during this time of Lord Chaitanya's presence. So he bought a big knife and he was going to kill himself. And then Lord Chaitanya, knowing everything, came to visit him and said, Murari, give me that knife. So then Lord Chaitanya, and Murari understood that Lord Chaitanya knew everything and also was not favorable to suicide. We have the same, Sanatana Goswami had similar experience. He was planning to jump under the wheel of the Jagannath cart. And Lord Chaitanya just one day came and started talking about how suicide was no good and it's not the way to get to Krishna. So Sanatana could understand. Murari was, Lord Chaitanya told him, he's Hanuman. And Lord Chaitanya told him one time, you should chant Krishna. He'd been chanting Lord Ram's name. And he tried, but he couldn't give up the worship of Ram. And then Lord Chaitanya glorified him for that. And he was very, very happy. He said, you are Hanuman. You are Hanuman. You know, so not an ordinary person. We can try to get his special mercy on this day of his disappearance. And meditate deeply on the Kartik month. There's no need exactly to run off to Vrindavan, like I said. Devotees are doing already by practicing our basic bhakti yoga practices more than most people do when they take some kind of Kartik vow. So in one sense, not necessary to do more, but dive deeper into what we're doing. But if we can chant more, if we can spend time, you know, more time absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan or in Mayapur, we can get special mercy because the atmosphere is surcharged with more and more devotees absorbed in this. And like every temple in the world is doing this Dhammadhar prayer at least once a day. Not always, sometimes only once a day, sometimes twice a day. And many, many people participate. If you've been to Vrindavan, it's, I always wonder, it's a miracle that nobody's hair lights on fire or something. Cause so many people are blindly waving flames all over the place. But somehow or other, they're all in ecstasy. They're all, they want to offer something. And this offering, the flame, is also described to be extremely auspicious any time, but especially at this time. So Krishna has arranged this, that this can go on, and it's welcoming everybody. And we're praying that we can, you know, maybe think of how much love Mother Yasoda has for Krishna. And Krishna is so amazing that when he becomes a child, he really becomes a child. You know, like actors, sometimes they really get into the role and they forget their real identity. You can't even recognize them. Lord Chaitanya could do that. Even Mother Sachi couldn't recognize him when he was playing Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. She was thinking, who is that? And it was her own son. So, to be so exalted to have Krishna as your child is inconceivable. And then the fact that Krishna really becomes a child. So that, you know, the question, how can he is fear personified, but how can he be afraid of his mother's stick? Right? That Kunkunti was thinking like that. How people question, how can that be the Supreme Lord? And it takes a real special mercy to understand that. Even Indra, you know, even when Krishna was a little older, couldn't accept. He knew Vishnu, he knew the Lord, he knew Krishna, but he couldn't understand how this little boy could be there. He was just playing with his friends and, you know, joking around in the forest and chasing cows and chasing birds and imitating frogs and, you know, all the things that boys do. And Krishna did all the things that babies do in extreme way for the pleasure of Mother Yasoda, who really felt, you know, I have to protect my child. So she did all kinds of pujas for Vishnu. There's even a Nisringa deity. Here we have this amazing Nisringa here, but in Vrindavan there at Nandagram, I think there's a very, very old deity of Lord Nisringadev that Mother Yasoda and Nanda worshipped for the protection of Krishna. They had that love. Krishna didn't let her understand, you know, none of them in Vrindavan, they never were thinking, you know, with awe and reverence of Krishna. They're just so much love as their best friend, or the gopis as their, you know, that boy that they wanted to marry. From very beginning, all the girls in Vrindavan had wanted to marry Krishna. From the first time they ever thought of it, they wanted to marry Krishna. They never thought of marrying some other man. And Mother Yasoda, they, you know, I have to feed Krishna, I have to dress Krishna, I have to protect Krishna by... And she wanted even to go in the forest with him, you know, in the cowherds, thinking that he needs her protection. Balaram convinced her that there's no danger, they just play. And they don't have to do any work with the cows, because the cows all just follow Krishna. They don't have to herd them. You know, like ordinarily, maybe you have to herd the cows. They have dogs, or they have, you know, somebody that keeps the cows in line. But they just follow Krishna, so they never had to worry. And, of course, demons were coming every day. We only hear about the major demons. There were more. And Krishna was just killing them, but only the boys witnessed that, but somehow they just knew that Krishna would take care of them. So we want to come to that, you know, surrender to Krishna, to feel completely sheltered. We don't have to worry about anything. If we can fully take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna can either use us to preach or to organize, like we're meeting the GBC, to try to organize things in such a way that make it easier for the future generations to carry on, to keep all the basic things going. You know, Prabhupada stressed on organization very much. This is no longer relevant, but it's interesting. He was talking, I don't know when, in the 70s. At that time, the devotees in India were saying, it's impossible to distribute books in India. Everybody has books in their home. And so Prabhupada was saying, they're distributing books in America or Europe in such an organized way. It's so wonderful. They're organizing so nicely and they're distributing so many books. I wish they could do that in India. So it took a little time, but now India is super organized and distributing so many books. But compared to the rest of the world, India is so far ahead, they have to be careful not to become like that rabbit, you know, and the thought, I'm way ahead now, I don't have to work anymore. Vaisheshika Prabhu was saying, when he met with the Indian leaders, you have to don't compare yourself to Japan or, you know, Nigeria or America, that you're distributing so many books. But think about these Christians distributing their Bibles. This one group of Christians, they distribute every year about $100 million worth of Bibles. Many of you as students may have got one, right? I heard many devotees told me when they were students in India, and they graduate from junior high school or something, these people give them a Bible. You go in the hotel anywhere in the world, you find a Bible. They're doing that in America with Bhagavad Gita, but it can. And we want to do more than them. Because the Bhagavad Gita is having so much influence on the world. In one sense, we're finding more chaos. That's because the demons are panicking. Kali is panicking and working much harder to promote the sinful activities. Because the Sankirtan movement is spreading, so many books are being distributed, so many people every day are chanting more and more. There's more and more public chanting, street chanting, Harinam parties all over the world, and devotees going out. And people are really loving it. People don't know so much. I was just in Israel. You have heard of that? The leading country of the world, according to some people. So we were doing Harinam, and there's always a big crowd. So I approached one guy and tried to give him a book, but he was saying, I go to India all the time. I've been here, I've been there, I go everywhere. And I don't need the book. I've heard lectures on it. And then he didn't know, you know, who Hare Krishna was, really. And he said, I went to one really special temple in India, in Bombay. I said, was it in Juhu? No, it was. Let me. And he got out his, when he was, you know, going through all this. Let me find the picture. There it is. ISKCON, he said. I said, that's us. Was it in Juhu? No, it's not in Juhu. It was somewhere. But if Juhu is where it's ISKCON, you know. Anyway, he was all excited about this very special temple he visited. But he couldn't relate to this group of crazy people dancing around in Tel Aviv being the same thing, you know. Because he come and... Right? So he finally wouldn't take a book. But he said he just... George Harrison is enough for him. He just listens to his music. And My Sweet Lord, he loved that song. And so I was satisfied. Then the next guy, he said, what is it? I can't see. I don't have my glasses. Is it in Hebrew? I said, yeah, it's in Hebrew. It's about what we're chanting here. And he said, can I give you a donation? Like that. And he gave 100 shekels. Pretty good. $25. But for one little book. But so things are going on like this all over the world. More and more devotees are selling more and more books. Our new biggest book distributor in America, he's giving people stacks, you know, like 5-6 books at a time. Which, you know, we weren't thinking was quite ordinary, but now he's doing that so much. So the demons are worried. And the devotees are getting more and more enlivened. So take advantage of this time to really pray, to have this service attitude. Here it mentions this ajagara vritti. Vritti means a mood or something. He's just acting like a big python snake. They just sit there and if, you know, and something walks into their mouth or something, But we're looking for the seva vritti, the service attitude. Mother Yasoda exemplifies that like unlimitedly. Of course, Hanuman. So we have Murari Gupta today to pray to. That mood of Hanuman is, you know, the most service mood of we know of, dedicated service. Which Mother Yasoda, in motherly love. She just wanted to protect. She just wanted to serve. She just wanted to feed. She just wanted to dress. I don't want to think of Krishna in any other way. So we want to serve Prabhupada like that, selfless service, not caring for anything else. And so thank you all for tolerating me. And we'll be hearing many more classes. I just pray that I can become absorbed in it. I almost was just going to go to this Damodar Desh for the month. And I was there one time by Krishna's arrangement. My visa got canceled and I had to stay there for a couple of weeks. And so I just joined these parties and they're calling constantly, can you come here, can you come there, can you come here? And just over and over again going over this Damodar Leela. Like 10, 8 times a day, 5-6 times a day. So it's a very special thing, but we can do that anywhere. And, you know, introducing people to worshiping Krishna in a very sweet way, so we can get this mood of not wanting anything but to remember Krishna and serve Prabhupada's Sankirtan mission. Is it urgency? Prabhupada always felt urgency that, you know, the body's burning up, the planet is burning up, and now even our Bhakti Chusa is so saintly with Krishna Leela, but he's informing us again and again of the, you know, what the world is turning into. All this terrorism and war on terrorism, making more terrorism, and we have the only real weapon to help the world is this Sankirtan movement, this chanting of the holy name everywhere and anywhere, anytime, and the Bhagavad Gita, especially in any Krishna Leela, to give people, to elevate them, to purify their minds so they can, you know, realize they're not this body, realize ultimately then they're servants of Krishna. That's why we have to be out meeting them. We have to keep the temple open and make sure, you know, that when people come, they're getting the real nectar. So thank you all very much for keeping this up. And we have a couple minutes if there's any question or comment. No? Because time is flying for the meetings. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Ji Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Shri Nitai Gaur Hari Hari Bo. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Nishingadev Ki Jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.